Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Carolina travels to Virginia Tech, play the Hokies in Blacksburg at 3:30 on Saturday. And Greg, they'll probably take one less bus to Blacksburg. The Tar Heels injury report came out on Thursday, and 21 players listed as out, which is obscene. Your take on how Larry Fedora and his staff managed to field a team to take to Blacksburg?
That's quite the challenge, Tommy. And I guess we should celebrate the fact that there are no more players listed as out for the season, although you do lose Jalen Dalton, starting defensive tackle, Jordan Riley, and then Dominic Ross, who's a backup linebacker for this game. And I think really the key for Larry Fedora and his coaching staff in dealing with these injuries is you know you're going to have to play a lot of inexperienced players. You're going to have a little bit of patience in knowing that they're going to make mistakes. And Larry Fedora and his staff have tried to kind of understand that balance of saying, hey, this guy's doing the best he can, and he's actually excelling for where we would expect him to be in his development, but it's still not good enough to get wins. And so it's kind of a balancing act there. That's the real challenge, is getting these guys to be inspired and to feel good about what they're doing while knowing that they still have to do more to get wins. And that's going to be the challenge against Virginia Tech, because this is a top 50 team. They are legitimate. The only loss they have this season is to Clemson. We all know how good Clemson is. Josh Jackson, redshirt freshman, has just played lights out for the Hokies thus far. And you pair that with Bud Foster's defense, is one of the best in the country. And North Carolina has a lot of challenges ahead of it on its way to Blacksburg.
Tall task for Fedora and his staff. Hokies, Tar Heels, 3:30 on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.